You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Very excited for this guest. His name is Wesley Taylor. Do you know who he is?
I do. Of course I know Wes.
You do?
Yes, he's hilarious. I'm a big fan.
You are?
Yeah, he's a great guy. I've known him for a couple years. Mm-hmm. We've kind of, you know, seen each other around. I love his social media. He's great.
Great. Well, looking forward to this. He's
Do you know anything about him before he comes into the studio?
He was in Rock of Ages, maybe.
Yeah, he just had a really successful run on SpongeBob.
Oh, nobody cares about that.
He's a really great writer. He's very funny. He always has, you know, irons in the fire. You know, he's always doing something, making his own content, making his own work.
Yeah.
It's really great that we have him here. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I can't wait.
You don't look like you're excited.
No, I can't wait. Well, I interviewed Wes twice for my video series.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. And one time I came unannounced to his dressing room and it was quite fun.
Was he annoyed by that?
He didn't expect it and he was really shocked.
Yeah,
he's fun to play with. Very fun.
You can't just ambush people. You know what I mean?
Well, you can. I did. We're going to ambush him today.
No, because this is planned. He's coming to the studio. He's going to come and
he doesn't know what I'm going to say.
Well, I think everyone
it's gonna be fun.
Knows what to expect from you.
I'm happy for these people.
Okay. Well, here is our conversation with Wes Taylor.
Getting Peggy with It. Greetings, it's Peggy, and you are listening to Getting Peggy with It. I'm so excited today that I have one of my favorite people in the world, Wesley Taylor.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Peggy.
Oh, thank you for saying yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to talk to you and see what you've been doing. What have you been up to for the last several years?
Last several years has been pretty eventful.
Really?
I was living in Los Angeles a few years ago. And
then you gave up?
And then opportunities brought me to the East Coast, specifically SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway, which got me
back. You were in that?
I was, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's mostly comedians, though.
Actors with a sort of inclination for comedy, yeah, okay. I would say.
And then, but you got
it. Yeah, I got it. And I moved back to New York to do SpongeBob for a year on Broadway. Did some other things on the stage, got engaged.
Got engaged?
Yeah.
To Isaac?
To Isaac, yeah.
He's so dreamy.
He is. Thank you. Yeah.
Congrats.
I agree.
You're wearing a wedding ring. Are you already married and you're just not telling us? Is this the pre-announcement?
This is actually our engagement ring, my engagement ring.
It doesn't have any diamonds.
You're right. It doesn't. I went for a simple – see, I got
but
him –
maybe after this West Side Story money, you can get a diamond one.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping that happens. But I got him a diamond.
You did?
For when I got down on one knee. But
I
didn't expect him
That's so
to
traditional.
Do the same. Yeah, well
– did he get down on one knee right after? That's what you guys do.
Hilariously, he actually did, not because he was trying to propose back to me, but because he felt...
He dropped his frog?
Well, it's a good...
That's not a euphemism. He has frogs.
He has frogs.
And now you have frogs. You're a frog stepdad.
I'm a stepdad for the frogs, for our four tree frogs. No, he actually felt a little awkward because I was going on this long spiel. I had like written down this like prepared thing to propose to him, and he felt awkward standing there the whole time while I was on my knee. So he got down to my level. It was very cute.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah. I guess he always does get down to your level.
Hey, yeah, sure.
Well, let's talk about your career and your life, okay?
All right.
Tell us what you did on Broadway.
What I did on Broadway, well, my debut was in Rock of Ages. I was 21.
Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, that was...
What did you play?
I was the gay German boy, Franz, the son of the German developer, the villain.
Oh, you were supposed to be gay? Or you just... ended up sounding gay, and they said, yeah, let him be gay.
he's actually not gay. He's just German.
Was that on Broadway?
That was the iconic line, yeah. It was on Broadway,
and then it
yeah.
was off Broadway?
It was off Broadway first.
And then it was nowhere?
It was off Broadway, and then it went on Broadway,
and then
now
it went
it's
off
back,
Broadway? Oh my
back
God.
Off Broadway.
They got to make up their minds.
Well, you know, with the jukebox musical, when it really resonates with the audience, they have to figure out a way to keep it going.
No, I don't think anybody liked it, did they?
I actually
people that
they,
love karaoke. If you love karaoke, you would have loved Hans and Franz or whatever, you know,
yeah.
in Rock of Ages.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do like familiarizing themselves with the score that comes from
the
their past.
Score. That's so sweet. He didn't go to college, so if to him a score is just singing Don't Stop Believing in the curtain call.
I actually did go to college.
Yeah.
And
where?
It was North Carolina School of the
Did
Arts.
You graduate?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. What did you study?
Acting, yeah.
I don't think that's really a place, but not for acting. It's not the Carnegie Mellon, you know, CCM, Michigan. Those are the big ones.
Well,
Juilliard.
For musical theater.
Yeah, for sure. Really for anything.
Oh.
You know?
Michigan for anything.
I mean, yeah. Anything. They work in any capacity of the business. I'm sure you found that.
Well, yeah, no, I noticed that Broadway shows are littered with people who graduated from Michigan and CCM.
Yeah, they
dominate the
they
boards.
Do. Yeah,
you're right.
You know that show, Damn Yankees?
I do.
Where he sells his soul?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what did you do after Rock of Ages?
I left Rock of Ages to do The Addams Family.
Oh, The Addams Family.
Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I have. I don't think anybody saw it, but it's running all over the world.
Yeah, it's like the number one produced high school musical, like 5 years in a row. Isn't
Can you
that
read
crazy?
Something for me?
Sure.
This
I'm a little
is,
nervous.
Yeah, just go ahead and read it.
Out loud without...
Mm-hmm. Without commentary?
I know exactly what it is based on the first four words.
Read it to us.
Imagine, if you dare... the agonies of the talented people trapped inside the collapsing tomb called the Addams Family. Being in this genuinely ghastly musical, which opened Thursday night at the L'Enfantin Theater and stars a shamefully squandered Nathan Lane and Bebe Neuwirth, must feel like going to a Halloween party in a straitjacket or a suit of armor. Sure, you can make a flashy, if obvious, first impression, but then you're stuck in the darn thing for the rest of the night, and it's really, really uncomfortable. Why? You can barely move, and a strangled voice inside you keeps gasping, "Help! Get me out of here!" Oh.
Do you like reviews?
I actually do. I'm actually pretty
really?
Amused and fascinated
do
by,
you read them?
By critical reception of theater. Yeah, I do. I read them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you fear people's judgment?
I think as a human being, sure, to a healthy extent, but it depends on where I am with my life, I think. It depends on where
confident.
I am.
You seem pretty confident.
Yeah, today. You know, who knows about tomorrow. But today I think, I enjoy reviews, good and bad.
So this review of The Addams Family, did you feel like it was pretty spot on? You were a kid in Addams Family, right? You were the little kid?
No.
You weren't?
No.
It was so long ago.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago, we were in the out-of-town tryout. We opened 10 years ago this spring, and I was Lucas.
Where was the out-of-town?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Was it fun? Did you have a song?
Originally.
You did?
Yeah, I had not one all to myself, but we had a couple more duets, actually. We had a duet in Act One where we first see each other and the world stops and the lights
really?
Hit us. It's like this balcony Romeo and Juliet moment where we sing sort of the first time you hear Move Toward the Darkness, that melody was the first time they meet.
But then they thought you guys couldn't hold it.
Basically, sure. That's one way of looking at it. But also that the cast was filled with titans. I mean, not only Nathan Abebe, but then you had a supporting cast with
that
Carole
ensemble.
Carmelo, Terry Mann, mm-hmm. Jackie Hoffman, Kevin Chamberlain. It was just
Carole Carmelo is my favorite.
Yeah, she's an icon.
Yeah, she's so dreamy.
She's the best. So
she's faultless.
So it's one of those things where the show was, you know, running over 4 hours and they had to sort of cut some things. Yeah. And, you know,
and so that you were the first to go.
Yeah.
Chopping block.
Me and Krista.
Yeah, the young kids.
Yeah.
So what else have you been doing? Tell us about, don't you have a show or something?
I think you're referring to Indoor Boys, which just came out the third season. We dropped a month or so ago.
It's a gay show.
It revolves around two gay protagonists, yes.
Are all your characters gay that you play?
No, actually.
That would actually be very bold.
Yeah. You know, SpongeBob, Plankton was married to a computer named Karen.
Okay.
Lucas, he was, you know, in love with Wednesday, the girl in Addams Family. Remember that?
That was a girl?
She was a girl, yeah.
They chopped her hair, so I thought they were making a statement.
No.
Yeah, she's supposed to have braids. So tell us about Indoor Boys.
Indoor Boys is a short form digital series. It's sort of a modern Odd Couple. It is two digital natives trapped in...
It's a modern Odd Couple because they're both bottoms.
Debatable, actually. Mm. That's your interpretation.
Carole Carmelo's on it?
Carole plays...
all your friends, you got them to do it?
Yeah, yeah. That's something that I enjoy doing is just going through the old contacts and the phone and casting via the people that I respect. And
well, now you know where to find me.
It's true.
Yeah.
I do.
You sold it
to
Hulu?
No, that was the web series before that. I did a series before called It Could Be Worse, in which we sold that to Hulu.
And it's about your career?
No. It's not about my career.
Loosely based.
A lot of it was autobiographical.
Basically loose.
Based on humiliating experiences that had happened to me in my life,
mm-hmm.
And my writing partner of that web series, Mitch Jarvis, things that had happened in his life as well, and we put them together and we made a show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So why are your shows always on the internet? Are they on network TV too? Where can I see them?
Not on network.
Besides like Pornhub.
Sure, sure. Not on network TV at the moment, but that is eventually the goal, you know?
Yeah.
So right now, Alex Wise and I, my writing partner, are pitching things to try to get a network deal.
Gay content is very in.
Yeah, you sure. Know? People want to see
that's
themselves.
That's what you do.
Yeah, people want to see themselves represented. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Are you, you're sporting a very handsome beard.
Thank
is
you.
It for a role?
This is called my fun employment beard. So
ooh.
I don't usually get to have a beard when I'm contracted in something because I usually play someone a little younger who needs a little baby face.
Not for long.
So this is sort of my I like to not shave and grow it out when I can.
It's very nice. Not
Thank
everyone
you.
Can grow a beard. Is
I
it one of your
it.
Special skills?
Yeah, I put it in my resume. Yeah.
What are your special skills? Tell us.
You know, I'm actually surprisingly acrobatic and I do
really?
Gymnastics and
you just never do anything physical in your Broadway shows.
I do though, yeah.
Yeah, you don't dance and you don't do anything kind of physical.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Not that we can see.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, it's so crazy. I
kind of park and bark is his specialty a little bit.
So crazy. I just won the Cheetah Rivera Award for Outstanding Male Dancer last year. So I don't know if that's right.
I don't know if we can still call it the Cheetah Rivera Award. We don't call it the Gypsy Robe. And we don't, you know. So I don't know why referring to everything.
That makes no sense, but.
Well, it's for ladies. So what is your most memorable audition you've ever had?
Most memorable audition? Hmm. Hmm. That's a good question.
Maybe he just walks in with a deep V and says, I'm Wes. And books it. You know, it's funny because you are such a celebrated Broadway favorite. And everybody loves you. And I'm really amazed that you continue to work. You know, don't have any nominations, and you don't have a huge following, and your shows have been pretty poorly received. But he always works. And this is something you guys back at home, you kids at home, wanting to aspire to a job in theater or career in theater. You really, this is, look to this guy because comes from nothing, comes from nowhere, has no good background, doesn't dance, barely acts, and he gets cast as like ingenues, at least for now.
I think something that...
He looks vaguely Jewish. Like, I'm sure... What about that Yiddish
that
fiddler?
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah. The Jewish thing helps because if the industry
he's
is
like ethnically ambiguous and yet unmistakably white. Mm. And that's really, I think, what
it's
gets
so,
you roles.
It's so interesting considering I'm half Puerto Rican that you say that.
That came out this year. Never come out before in his resume.
Yeah, so the Jewish resemblance, I think, does help me.
The beard helps that.
An industry comprised of mostly Jewish people. I find myself
going in for if we're allowed to say that.
Are we not?
He says some pretty racy things, but we'll cut him out later. So what do you think you could be doing better in theater in your career?
What I could be doing better? I guess.
What's some advice you'd give yourself?
According to you, I mean, I could find some more hit projects to be a part of.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Some
grow your following.
That are really going to succeed and not
that
fail.
That would be great. I want that for you. You know,
yeah, me too.
I think of you sometimes and I just wonder how you're doing, you know?
Do you worry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seem like, you know, a little like, do you ever Eeyore? Do you know who that is?
I do.
Yeah. A little ahead of your before your time.
Thanks.
What's the worst theater job you've ever had?
The worst what?
Theater job you've ever had.
The worst theater job. Well, I'm from Orlando, Florida, and I definitely paid my dues in the theme park circuit.
You did?
I was a living statue. I was a strolling mime.
Wow.
I was a stilt walker in like a spandex lizard costume. So
a street walker?
A stilt walker.
Stilt walker.
Yeah, stilt walker. So in the, you know, 105 degree weather in Orlando,
wow.
I was on stilts in a costume and, you know.
Serving up hot dogs to the kids.
Yeah, more or less.
You have to have waiting table skills, I'm sure.
I do. I worked at NASCAR Cafe and I got fired after a couple months for being really bad.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'd like to go to a segment we like to call Internet Deep Cuts.
Deep Cuts from the Internet.
On January 16th, 2015, you did an article for Playbill entitled Booking It. You remember this?
Vaguely.
Okay. When asked what are the top pieces of advice you give to your students about breaking into the biz? You have students? That's funny. You went on to say, go to college, train, blah, blah, blah. And then you said, your body is your instrument. Stay healthy and stay in shape. Can we see the first picture? Look behind you. What are you holding? Alcohol?
Just water. Yeah, just a glass of water.
I doubt it's water. He probably only drinks like, I just drink gin and vodka because it's the least sugar.
It was vodka, yeah.
I think
and you're
drinking,
right.
I think drinking is not really something that you should be telling young kids about. And in terms of staying healthy, can we see the next picture?
Yeah, that's just a little joke, you know.
It is a joke.
Because I have a lot of core muscle strength, I'm able to push out the tummy in a way that requires mm-hmm. a lot of muscle.
Yeah. Wes, you also said, find your individual brand and try and showcase the best version of you. So, Wes, what is your brand?
You know,
I think your brand is kind of like mopey, sweet,
Eeyore.
Eeyore, but Eeyore. Like bordering on like a thinner Eeyore. So like, I think like feeling sorry for you. And yet, oh, he's got very kind eyes, you know, and he's got like a sunken cheek. You know, I think your brand is like mopey friend of the cute gay.
Huh.
What do you think? What would you describe your brand?
Honestly, flattered. You could have really roasted me there. And I feel good about that assessment, actually. I think when I was in that interview, I was referring to when people are graduating from their drama school and they're putting themselves out there in their showcase and like picking a part of them that they could market.
What did you even sing in your showcase? Your range is so limited.
I'm sorry, that just caught me off guard.
It's common.
The song I sang at Showcase, Peggy.
Like, you're not a being alive, you know? You're not going to be doing soliloquy. You're not giving me...
Being alive
you're
not giving isn't me that high.
You're not like a Joshua Henry, you know?
No, I'm
He's
not.
He's incredible,
I'm not.
By
you're
the
right.
way.
You're and right. He is incredible.
You're not giving
what a
me,
range.
You're not giving me Colm Wilkinson,
no,
you know?
No,
Anthony
no.
Warlow
Very
is not...
Different.
He's not, oh, sweating that you're coming down the pipe.
You know, being alive isn't too high. You know, that's something in a baritone range that I can handle. Mm-hmm. What I sang was She's Got Away by Billy Joel with my hands in my pocket, sort of an angsty little simple song.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's Got Away.
She's Got Away.
Mm-hmm. Two bridges in that one. All right, fine. Still, seven notes. On May 11th, 2015, you were quoted as saying, I think after 400 performances of The Addams Family, I caught myself making a mental grocery list during a scene on stage, and that terrifies me. Wow, did you think Addams Family was going to run 400 performances?
It did.
And are you that unprofessional for real?
Yeah, it was a pretty low moment for me as an actor. I'm ashamed. I think why I was saying it in an interview is because I was
admitting. Also, why do you need a grocery list? Because all you get is coconut water. You know what I mean? Like, you need a list for that?
Yeah, all the different types of coconut water.
In September of 2013, you started a Kickstarter for your web series, It Could Be Worse, which we discussed. Don't look at my questions.
I'm sorry. I'm just fascinated by this interview.
Thank you. And you started a Kickstarter for your web series, which leads me to my next question. Are you okay for money?
Yeah, right now. Mm-hmm. But you know, a career in the theater is never constant, you know.
I know. Sometimes but for you, somehow it is. we're just so thankful for that for you.
Yeah, very lucky.
This brings me to a segment we like to call Where Are They Now? Where are they now? You know, it's people we love, we haven't heard from in a long time, and we want to know where are they now? You know? Mm. Nathan Lane.
Well,
what happened to him?
Mm.
You know?
Well, didn't he just do a play, Gary, on Broadway last season?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
He did. He was very good.
Nobody
at
goes
it.
To plays. Plays are ridiculous.
Interesting.
Some things do not have music. Why would anyone spend money on it? In fact, sometimes I just think that they should just invite everyone to plays for free because they're pointless. People just like musicals.
Okay.
Why would someone like Nathan Lane do it? This is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, why would he do a play?
Mm.
So I think you're making that up. What would be your advice to the listeners out there?
In regards to what?
Anything. Life.
Oh.
Life advice.
One of the things that I try to instill in myself when I'm starting a new project, a new job, first day of anything, is to act like I belong. It's basically the original fake it till you make it sort of concept. Oh, this is boring. This is too much.
This is very precious.
Oh. Did you want a joke here?
I'm just saying it sounds very precious. Sounds like...
I'm precious.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I know. You're getting a little long in the tooth for that routine. That may have worked when you had like a high knee sock, but what was that show?
Rock of Ages. Sock.
Rock of Ages.
That's Sound of Music, I think.
Yeah. Well, did you do that?
I did. It was my... Yes, I was 11 years old. It was my first... equity eligibility in Orlando, Florida.
At Disneyland?
Dinner theater.
Mm-hmm. All right. This brings me to a new segment we like to call Actors Are Dumb.
Everybody knows actors are dumb.
I'm going to ask you some trivia, okay?
Okay.
All right. Don't peek. A 2011 revolt against Gaddafi led to an uprising in which country?
Afghanistan.
Nope.
Iraq.
Libya. Not even close. What do you call a group of frogs? You should really know this.
A group of frogs.
Isaac might leave you if you don't know this.
Stir fry?
Oh my God.
That's really inappropriate, Wes.
It's called an army.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Yes, Wes.
Like technically?
Yes, now you know. What's the capital of Lebanon?
Oh. Capital of Lebanon would be...
You went to college, right?
Yes, but not for this.
Not for world history?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Drama school.
Mm-hmm.
Capital of Lebanon would be Libya.
Nope.
Libby.
Beirut. Making a Murderer details the trials of this Wisconsin man.
I watched it. I can't remember his name. Years ago I watched it.
That's why he's in jail. Because people like you. Don't get him on a trial, on a jury. He doesn't know anything. Stephen Avery. One more, all right? Let's go for a full goose egg. In what language is the motto of the English monarch written in?
Wait, what?
In what language is the motto of the English monarch written in?
Latin.
French. Oh, boy. He really came through. Actors are dummies. I would like to move on to a segment, a brand new segment called Make a Lasting Impression.
Lasting Impression.
All right. Because every actor has to have a lot. Every actor will tell you they have a lot of impressions in their back pocket and they have to do them for auditions all the time. And every actor has a ton. So it's something that we really have to pull from. And I can't wait to see what Wes has in store. All right, I'm going to call out some impressions, and I just want to see your best. Well, you're an actor. You went to drama school, so you should be able to do some classics. All right? Sean Connery.
Wes, just like do anything.
That was perfect. All right. Judi Dench.
I'm just gonna do noise.
Can they speak words?
I think it'd be better if I just did it.
All right.
Noises.
All right. Okay, ready? Can you center yourself and take your beat alone? I can't believe I have to tell you this. Oprah in The Color Purple.
Brad! In The Color Purple.
Brad. If this isn't an ad for North Carolina School of Drama, I don't know what is.
I'm getting so all right. Hot.
Idina Menzel. Okay, great. James Dean.
You're tearing me apart!
And lastly, Frank Sinatra singing. You said you're a singer, right? Don't try to distract us with muscles. Stick to the plot.
Hell is far the way you look.
That was a great Michael Bublé. All right. Now, I would like to play a game called Tell Us What You Really Think. Mm. And we're going to turn off the cameras. This is going to be off the record. And nothing. Yeah, everything's. Nobody's.
I completely believe you.
Yeah. Michael Arden. Is he a thing?
He is very much a thing.
Yeah. You like him?
Yes.
Yeah? Has he done anything good? What's he done?
Yeah. Well, just
he dropped out of Juilliard.
Mm. Recently, he's done a couple of Broadway shows that have been pretty successful.
Like what?
He directed the revival of Once on This Island. Which
with Isaac.
Best revival, yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yes, it was.
He directed that?
Yeah.
I thought it was Camille.
No, she did the choreography.
A white man. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Is he your friend?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to say that?
No,
is he gay?
I don't have to. He is gay.
Prominent gays in the business, they are very scared of one another. It goes back far. You know, it goes back far in the business. Like Jerry Mitchell, you know, you see gays running, you know, because they control everything pretty much. Used to be the Jews, now it's the gays.
I think it's the gay Jews.
Jewish gays are really powerful.
Yeah.
So you just have to be careful what you say. Thankfully, we have everything off. I'd like to play a game called Word Association. Okay, I'm just going to say a word, and you tell me first word that comes to your mind. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Palace Theater.
SpongeBob.
Tights.
Men. In.
Sponge.
Bob.
Bob.
Sponge.
Square.
Pants.
Wednesday.
Adams.
Krista.
Rodriguez.
This is all you got?
I don't know what you want. You said first word that comes to my mind. Do you want me to be
interesting,
like
I just like I want to be not, like those excited. Okay. Frog.
Parent.
Nathan.
Lane.
BB.
New Earth.
Tank.
Adam's family.
That's three words.
Flip.
I see what you did there.
Flip.
Phone.
Flop.
Sart. Well, Joe Allen's.
Peggy.
Sawyer.
That was a burn.
Yeah, it was a burn. Can't get to me though. Oh, I've got a bowl of questions. Bowl
of questions. Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Would you like to ask me one?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Great. Draw one and then draw another one and I'll ask you.
Okay.
All right, I guess I can draw it myself.
What is something someone could do to really piss you off?
To really piss me off. In the world? Like, I really, really hate half-empty water bottles.
That really does it for you.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's such a waste.
Yeah. You know? So you're like an environmentalist.
Yeah. No, I just like... Especially if it's sparkling, it's just such a waste. Like, I, if I bought it and spent my money, you know, that really pissed me off. And then also just, like, you know, the institutionalized racism that we have in this country.
So, like, half that's number two. Drank water bottles and racism. Mm-hmm.
What was the first thing you bought with your own money?
I think it was, like, a Snickers bar.
No, like when you had real money.
Snickers bar. A lot of them.
A lot of them?
I love
you still
them.
Eat like shit?
No, but I do.
Are you a fat boy at heart?
I was born a fat baby, and I think that lives with you.
You were?
Yeah.
Do you have siblings?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
You seem like an only child.
Is that right? Why?
Yeah. Oh, just personality.
Interesting. You mean like self-sufficient and independent mm-hmm. and like...
Yeah, narcissistic.
Impressive.
I want to play a game called Give Me Your Phone. Give me your phone. And you're going to give me your phone and I'm going to read the last text you sent.
Well, the last text I sent, I can tell you right now, was I'm
just
running 5 minutes late. Okay.
You got any pictures of frogs?
I'm a little nervous about what you're going to say, so.
Yeah, you're not supposed to check. Isaac Powell, where's my Patty headshot with a naked butt?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Morgan. Peggy.
He is 12 shades of red right now.
You can't hear that. I'm sorry. There is a bot on here.
It's his butt?
Everyone knows there's a bot on your phone. You're gay. If there wasn't a bot, if in Isaac's text thread, I would think you were, he was your
about,
beard.
Just so you know. Just let me explain
yeah,
it to
yeah,
all
yeah.
of you.
You don't need to explain anything. This interview is almost over. Wes, do you have anything coming up? let me guess. You can't announce it yet.
Well, I'm doing Assassins in a couple months.
Assassins on Broadway?
Off Broadway at classic stage.
That's not real. I'd like you to act out a couple famous scenes from movies featuring these paper dolls. Which camera is right
Look
for
at
him?
The versatility.
Listen. There's this one. You can choose any, actually.
Oh, cool. What do
Go
I
ahead
do?
Act out a famous scene from Shakespeare. You went to drama school.
Oh, just like do a scene?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great.
Or a monologue.
Okay. Oh, Romeo, Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I'm right here. Oh, I thought I was Romeo.
Oh, no.
Oh, you
You're right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, Romeo.
I'll just be Tybalt. I'll be over here.
Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
This is more Tybalt.
It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Those kids, they're going to get it.
Arise, fair sun, and
those
kill the...
Those kids are going to die by morning.
Tybalt, go away. I'm trying to have an intimate moment.
Okay.
Arise, fair sun, it is the east...
You guys need drugs?
Actually...
It's mostly... Jesse, you guys need drugs?
Yes.
gosh.
Where can we score some of the good shit?
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Wes. This has been a real treat for you, and our viewers are going to love it. This has been Getting Peggy With It with Peggy and Wes Taylor. Watch for him on the internet somewhere. Coming soon to an internet near you. I don't know. Oh, gosh. Keep moisturizing.
Like I should, or like your viewers?
No, definitely you. I don't say that to everybody, just whites. Thanks for being here.
Hispanic.
You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Alan Seals and directed by Ellen Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Alan Seals and Ellen Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy! One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Like, I don't know if Wes is going to come back.
Yeah, she didn't believe that you said yes.
We literally were like, goodbye.
I already know what I'm going to do.
All of our favorites, and we're like, well, Wes, I'm like,
he won't say yes.
I don't know if Wes will say yes. I swear.
We were talking about pretzels. Do you like
pretzels? No, it's a little early for me for chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah.
For what?
Chocolate.
Oh, now it's too hot.
I'm sorry. I turned up 1 degree.
Well, I don't know, Alan. Just make it like a regular room.
Okay.
Do you have a house?
I do.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Are we rolling?
Yes, we're rolling.
Okay, we're rolling.
I don't think I'll be rolling.
That's my Chewy. Remember that midget that was on Chelsea Handler's show?
Oh, my God.
He died.
Okay, roll it.
R.I.P. And R.I.P.
Alright, give me the clap, Morgan.
Well. Oops.
Who's Morgan, you know?
Yeah, don't call me that.
Peggy. I meant to call you Peggy, actually.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor, and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists. What they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.